Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An Egyptian court sentenced 11 people to death Tuesday in connection with a 2012 riot at a soccer stadium in the northern city of Port Said. That riot left 74 people dead and injured hundreds more. Egypt's worst case of soccer violence began at the end of a match between Cairo's team and the home team of Al Masry when local fans stormed the field and clashed with visiting fans. The court Tuesday also sentenced 40 defendants to terms up to 15 years while acquitting 20 people. Meanwhile, those sentences can be appealed. Debt-ridden Greece offered a new economic reform plan to its international creditors Tuesday, searching for a way to avoid a default at the end of June. Details of the new ideas that Athens sent to its lenders were not disclosed, but some officials said they focused on revised fiscal targets for Greece's beleaguered government and new ways to generate revenue. Greece's new radical leftist government is engaged in a standoff with its creditors, the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and Greece's European neighbors over implementing ongoing austerity reforms agreed to by earlier Greek governments. Athens is looking to unlock more than $8 billion in bailout cash. One of the world's largest banks, HSBC, is planning to cut up to 50,000 employees and place more focus on Asia in its overhaul of its global operations and perhaps move its headquarters out of London. The job cuts affect about 19% of the staff over the next 2 years. HSBC staff in the UK also faces thousands of cuts. VOA News.